Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Neighboring Iowa is in the process of changing hunting rules to put more restrictions on out-of-state hunters like those from Minnesota in state-managed game areas. Chris Ensminger with the Iowa DNR says the change would keep non-residents out of the first week of that pheasant season and add other restrictions as well.
The general hunting license allows small game hunting for the whole season, the same season, resident or non-resident. And this change would make it so that the non-residents need to pick 2 7-day periods that they would be eligible to hunt.
Ensminger says pheasant season is the one with the most concern, but there's also concern about squirrel hunting during the early bow hunting season for deer. No matter what your musical tastes are, you'll likely find it this weekend in downtown St. Cloud. The 9th annual Come and Roots Music Festival is Friday and Saturday.
And it's amazing the variety of music you hear. There's a little bit of something for everyone, whether you want a singer-songwriter, you want some jazz, you want some hard rock, you want some like funk. There's a little bit of everything.
Coordinator Jana Eidzerda says the artists will be doing all original music. The Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx have been sold again. Businessman Mark Stott has completed a deal to become the controlling owner and largest shareholder of the two franchises. He's purchasing the majority stake from co-owner Mark Lohr. The deal is valued at $4.5 billion, according to ESPN. ESPN also reports it's the fourth highest NBA sale in league history. The deal still needs to be approved by the NBA Board of Governors. They meet in mid-September. And thousands of Minnesota families are already taking advantage of state tax breaks for education expenses. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt says about 170,000 families claimed one of the benefits last year.
On the credit, the average credit was about $385. And on the subtraction, or basically a deduction, it was average of almost $1,500 of deduction of income.
The refundable credit has income limits, while the K-12 education subtraction does not. In other headlines, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in Rochester to launch a new initiative to find children and adults with autism when they're reported missing. The new program will combine forces between federal and local law enforcement to act quickly in finding that person.
When an autistic child or an adult goes missing, every minute matters. Approximately half of autistic individuals wander from a safe setting at some point. The consequence can be deadly.
The initiative will combine Health and Human Services along with the DOJ, FEMA, and Homeland Security, working with local law enforcement agencies. Minnesotans with solar energy systems could qualify for thousands of dollars in state incentives to add battery storage. The Minnesota Department of Commerce says more than $1.4 million remains in its energy storage incentive program for customers outside Xcel Energy territory. And gas prices continue to surge higher across Minnesota and now top the national average. In Minnesota, AAA says the average for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $4.16 a gallon, which is 5 cents higher than the national average. Last week, Minnesotans were paying an average of $3.96. This is MNN.